It is my pleasure to introduce Kent.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kent, and I'm a person in recovery. Okay, let me get my clock going too, just in case. Sorry, whatever. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna say at the beginning, don't feel sorry for me. There is a happy ending because there's so much fucked up shit. So, that said, I was born in Buffalo, New York. Well, Depew, New York, which is a suburb of Buffalo. It's near the Canadian border in 1970. And I am 55 years old. I have been in recovery for 23 years. The first time I entered recovery was my first rehab in 2002. I was very anti-drug, anti-alcohol growing up as a teenager. I read Dune by Frank Herbert when I was 14 years old. It changed my life. And because of Dune, reading Dune, I was anti-drug and anti-alcohol. I never got drunk until I was 22, and I never did drugs until I was 26. That means more when you know that I had started clubbing when I was 14 with fake ID in New York City and continued to go to clubs in through my teens, while people were drinking and doing drugs, I was just dancing. I went to, because I love dancing. I love going to the clubs for the top DJs in the world, and that was my thing. And house music in the late '80s in Atlanta, Georgia. Let's see. So I'll get to one of the main things about my personality were. I love working because I hated my mother and didn't want to ask her for money. Started working when I was 14. My mother and I fell out when I was 16, and she left me with my grandmother when we went up for a funeral. So my grandmother says to me, "I know you work, and I know you have two jobs, and I know you work. If you want to stay here with me, you can. But if you want to go back to Atlanta, I'll lend you the money to go home." So I chose to go back to Atlanta because that's all I knew. And I got my own place. I literally touched down at 10:30 a.m. and I had my own apartment by 2 p.m. So I just quit high school and I would later go back and get my GED and attend university. I'm going to skip to when narcotics came into the picture. The first thing I did was since for 12 years, there was a symbiosis between New York City and South Beach. I would go back and forth for model season. I was also in a relationship with a woman I met when I was 23 years old, and she was 32. I was 24, she was 32. It was a very tumultuous relationship based primarily in sex and drugs, but we did love each other. Okay. I was in South Beach for season, that's what winter's called, and a drug dealer that liked me gave me some ecstasy. I called my friend in Atlanta and he's like, "Take it, take it, take it." And I'm like, "No, I've never done it. I'm scared. I'm scared." And so I took half and it didn't do anything. And I took the other half and it didn't do anything. And then I saw the same drug dealer at a club, the next club we went to, and I purchased ecstasy and I did it. And it was very, I enjoyed it from the get go. So, a lot of ecstasy and Special K was taken. It doesn't matter what the name of the drugs were. I started partying with drugs and alcohol. Then I think I was like 20. Yeah, I was 25 and 8 months old. Yeah, I was basically 26. So, moving back to forward to when it was a problem was when I was in New York, and I started doing different drugs, harder drugs, and I went through a 2 year phase of really not taking care of myself and really abusing myself. And I went through a lot of money, and I said to myself that something had to change. So I bought a ticket. I was making money as long as I was out of the country with my modeling. Whenever I was in the States, I got very little work. But when I was abroad, I got tons of work and made lots of money. So I decided to buy a ticket to go to Australia. And I lived there for 11 months. It was the best time in my life. I got super healthy. I got certified as a personal trainer. I was running 6 miles a day, working out. I would look the best that I looked as a male model. And it was a really great experience. I wasn't sober completely, but I wasn't doing hard drugs, and I was taking much better care of myself, and I was happy. So my visa was up after 6 months, but I overstayed another 4 months, and but eventually it was time to come home. So I came back to Manhattan, and my girlfriend and I picked right up where we had left off, and started doing hard drugs and our thing. So then one of the most devastating things that ever happened to me in my entire life happened. I had a psychotic break on drugs and alcohol, and smashed up my house with my roommates, doing damage to my roommates' things. And then later on, went up to the mountains to our house in Woodstock and smashed that house up too, and did a lot of damage to to my girlfriend's house. I got kicked out by my roommate. He packed me a bag for me and would never allow me to come back and get my things. Through the years, it was just wouldn't let me come get my stuff. And years would go by. He just passed away in February. I just found out a few days ago that he died. He was a really, really good friend to me, and I fucked him over really, really bad. And I was actually calling him to try and make a financial amends to him, but I found out he was passed. He had passed. The thing that I want to impress the most about myself and my drug taking was I always felt that it was outside of me and it wasn't within my character to do it. And I would go through spurts of not doing anything and not drinking and felt redeemed in that somehow. But yeah. So after I got kicked out and I left New York City and went down the border. Where I had friends I could stay with and stuff, and limped along brokenhearted and heart sick for about 2 years. And then I finally went to my first rehab. Excuse me. My first rehab was an excellent experience. I got a lot out of it. We had therapy. I was there for 30 days, and we had therapy all day long. I was diagnosed with having a self-hatred complex, which was the result of some childhood sexual abuse that I hadn't been had never acknowledged happening before. So that was that. That was that. And because I acknowledged it and worked with through it, I was able to put time together and stay sober. That was a huge breakthrough. So the facility said I was willing to do whatever they said to stay sober. So the facility said if I went to a halfway house, my chances of staying sober were greater. So that's what I did. I completed that 8-month program. It was incredibly challenging. There's four dudes in a 2-bedroom apartment, two guys to each bedroom, a lot of different personalities, a lot of conflict, but I survived it. And it was, I also had felt this through the years that because I didn't go to jail for smashing up the houses, that I deserved to be punished in some way, shape, or form. That was another thing subconsciously I was doing by giving up my freedom and going into the halfway house. So I was sober for 18 months that time. I've been to rehab 4 times in my entire life for a grand total of $86,000, but it was worth every penny. I got it together the last time. That last time I was sober for 7 years until I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and I was sober for 7 years until I was hit by a drunk driver while I was sober, and I was crippled severely in a car crash. She had T-boned one guy and fled the scene, and smashed into me going the wrong way up a one-way street at 65 miles an hour, completely crushing my vehicle and me in it. It took them 2 hours for them to cut me out of the car. My feet, my pelvis, and my knee were broken. I suffered the first, second, and third degree burns, extensive nerve damage, the whole gamut. I was in the hospital 6 months, was in a wheelchair for 2 years. I've had 24 surgeries to date to correct numerous vascular and orthopedic issues. During the convalescence of the crash, I lost all my friends and family, neglect, mental abuse, verbal abuse, you name it, just people not being there for me. And yeah, I went back to drinking. I had been raised, starting over, I had been raised so strictly with AA and Fort Lauderdale, Florida, that I considered the narcotics that I was on when I came out of my coma a relapse. If it were to happen today, I would not. But that's the way I had been my mind trained at the time, and I considered that a relapse. So I threw my sobriety away, unfortunately, and started drinking. Well, not right away, but when I got home after 6 months, I would drink wine with dinner. And once I could get around pretty good, I started working after 23 months. I started working at this restaurant where a gentleman I had worked with before. It was restaurant management. The first time I stood up for 5 hours in 2 years was that job. It was on my birthday. The first day of work was my birthday, as a coincidence. And it was really good for me. I would once a month do hard drugs and drink, go to strip clubs, and that was my, I felt that sometimes I felt somehow entitled to doing that since I have been through everything I've been through and work really hard as a manager. That was my 47th year. I was 47 years old. I remember seeing over that 2 year period, just aging dramatically in my face. And it didn't bounce back. yeah, I aged a lot in those 2 years that I was doing that, carrying on like that. So some treacherous shit went down. My mother has mental illness. She came to my work, and when I wasn't there, and she's done it before. It's fine, just Munchausen by proxy. We don't speak. I hadn't spoken to her in 8 years. She goes to my friends and she tells them, "Oh, he's on drugs. Oh, he's an alcoholic. I'm trying to help my son He won't talk to me, and they fall for it, and she gets what she needs from them, and I still don't speak different. So I was furious. I thought it best for me to leave the city before I did something I regretted, and just dumped my apartment and everything, and bought a ticket to Seattle. Thank you, Ken. I acknowledged it, Don. Bought a ticket to Seattle and didn't know one person here. I had planned on coming to Seattle when I got my degree, finished getting my degree in Atlanta, but the crash threw everything off. I got on a plane, came here, landed, rebuilt my life. I was sober for 10 months when I first got here before I was like consciously not drinking and doing drugs, but after 10 months I did do. I was working for a really good restaurant chain and doing well, making good money. I decided to re-enter the program. I had been lying about believing in God for a number of years, and chose to do that again when I came back in. But during the 4 months I was with that sponsor, it just wore me down, and I finally just told him, I don't believe in God. I'm an atheist, and he fired me. So that was fine. I can deal with that. I've had 3 years in my lifetime with sobriety. Two of them were the first two. I was lying about believing in God. This is my third year, and it's all secular time. Currently, I have 5 years, 9 months sobriety, clean and sober. It's all secular time. I've lived through this time period, not lying about believing in God. I feel very centered in my sobriety and a lot less disingenuous. And I'm happy. I waited 2 years. I'm on disability. I worked as long as I could before pain in my feet became too much. I finally left the workforce. I live in a public assistance, low-income housing. I was on a waiting list for 2 years to get this apartment. There was a lot of red tape to get it when I came up for it. But I did get it, and I've been here for 4 months. I was concerned that there would be an issue with living alone and staying sober. It's the first time I lived alone in 7 years, but I've had no issues at all. Doesn't even cross my mind. I do have problems wanting to relapse on ice cream and baked goods. That I think about constantly. But I have stayed off methamphetamine and scotch. So it's been a beautiful summer here in Seattle, Washington. I'll wrap it up. I think the thing that's gotten me through everything through the years is having a strong sense of self that has been a delusional piecing together of since I was 14. I just deluded myself into feeling that I was a superhero complex person, and that I was going to be heroic and have a code of honor and so forth and so on. And I've lived my life that way in delusion, and it was work for me. So I still do it now, and yeah. So present day, I go to several meetings a day. I enjoy it, keeps me sober. Guess that's it. Thanks for letting me share.